Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Now, tell me about the show. What is you've put it together, obviously, and what's the thrust of it?
Essentially, I was brought into the project as the curator, and the idea was to bring in a collection of Dalí that Miami had never seen. The thrust in Miami right now is Latin American art, and Latin American art has a root somewhere. That's in Spain. And so a lot of the Spanish masters are, it's very important to be able to understand the root of Latin American art. You understand the root of where that the Spanish element came in. So Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dalí, Joan Miró were so influential to a lot of the Latin American masters that we have right here and who are flourishing here in the Latin American art scene in Miami. It was really important to be able to show where a lot of those influences came in. So Salvador Dalí was a great starting off point for us to be able to build that sort of educative balance with the Latin American art scene and its roots.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Absolutely. So where did you get the pieces?
We've actually been able to cull pieces from all over the world. I have pieces coming in from the eastern coast of Spain. I have pieces coming in from London. I have pieces coming in from here in Miami. It's been a broad spectrum, but people have been fantastically gracious. And once they heard about the project, they really understood exactly what it is that we were trying to accomplish. And there were certain pieces that we simply couldn't get. This is the first iteration of this show, and so a lot of people said, let's see what it looks like. And then we'll talk about it. You know, it's expensive to bring in this particular work. It's $50,000 to bring it in. And, you know, the sponsors didn't necessarily want to come in for that. But once they see what we've accomplished with a very short window of time and window of opportunity, then I think that people will go, this is a great concept. This really is something fantastic, because they've been able to bring together an absolutely amazing collection of over 200 works of art from Salvador Dalí, which is unprecedented. This simply does not occur in any way, shape, or form outside of the Dalí Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, or if you're in Figueras, Spain, or in Cadaqués. It simply doesn't occur. And so this is what we've really been trying to do, is bring sort of a much more broad collection. We're actually doing a screening of Un Chien Andalou, the film in 1929 that he had done with Luis Buñuel. It's something that it gives you the broad spectrum of his work: sculptures, paintings, drawings, lithography, objet, books, and of course this seminal film. So we really wanted to bring a broad spectrum into this collection.
So this will be something people have never seen before.
Absolutely, not in this area. You know, people have gone to museums and they've seen his collections, but one of the things that I've been a dealer for 16 years, and I heard people come into my galleries over the years and say, I didn't know he did sculpture. And you go, well, here's the book by Robert Deschamps that explains his entire collection. It's an inch thick. So of course he did sculpture. Of course that was just a natural extension of his creative impulse. At one point, Robert Deschamps, the very noted curator and authenticator and author about Dalí, if you go to a bookstore and you read a book on Dalí, chances are it's by Robert Deschamps. Well, he told me these stories. He said at one point he would be sitting by the pool with Dalí in the late 1960s, early 1970s. Dalí would be completely nude, sitting by the pool. He'd have a wax figure in one hand and a glass of Moscato, a little wine, in the other hand, and he would model something based on something inspirational that he had just seen. I see a pretty girl, she's dancing on the beach, so she became the Carmen Castanets. I'd see an anchor on a boat that I'd see in the harbor, and that became the Winged Triton. And these became very quintessential, almost stream of consciousness exercises for him, because he was had an insatiable appetite for creation. He would create paintings 6 days a week, very, very disciplined. 6 days a week I'd paint. Then the other day I'd sit by the pool, as natural as I can be, and sculpt or create or just evolve something out of nothing. And that was something which was really incredible about him. He had an insatiable appetite for creation.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be very, very cool. We're very excited about it ourselves.
And where is the showing going to be?
This is actually at the Moore Building in the Design District. The Moore Building is a fantastic old structure from the 1920s here in Miami, which we don't have a whole bunch of them. But it's also got a very surreal element to it as well. And when you see it, you understand that it's got sort of an edge to it. It's not simply an old building. It's got this architectural element in the center of it that really is almost Dalinian. And we've been asked to bring this collection other cities. Chicago has made overtures. Toronto has made overtures. Houston has made overtures. And we actually even got one from Brazil a few days ago, which is interesting that this has affected people so much that immediately as soon as they hear the concept, they go, I want in. This is amazing, and we'd really love to be able to be a part of this. And so it's exciting for us as curators and organizers. I'm working with a gentleman named Michael Rosen, who with Colored Thumb Productions, and he basically, this was his brainchild, and he said, Reed, you're the Dalí guy. I need you on this project. And I was more than happy to be involved in it with him. I've known Michael, and I think he's a brilliant, brilliant young man, and I really respect the vision that he has, and we will build this from one show into the next show, into the next show, into the next show.
Sounds like a good partnership, and I'm very excited to see the show. Thanks, Reed.
Well, we're excited to have you. I can't wait to have you over there. It's going to be a lot of fun.